Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands.
been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Just looking above.
Jesus, because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him, and I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, his name.
I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I
I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today.
Just because you are.
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Dearer to my heart than anything.
for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. 1 Colossians 2:7 says, rooted and built up in Christ. In him strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And overflowing with thankfulness. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we rooted and built up in Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you that we are strengthening. We are strengthened in faith and overflowing with thankfulness. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. God, your faithfulness leads our hearts to an overflow of thanksgiving. We are grateful to be rooted and grounded in your love, to be built up by you with strength, and to be taught by you in faith. May every second of this day show our thanksgiving, honor, appreciation to you, Almighty God. You for your peace, a peace that the world cannot give. Thank you, God, that even though we live in a fallen world, we can have peace and assurance that you have overcome the world. John 6:33 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. Who is God speaking? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, Almighty God, we take this time, this minute, this hour, this day, this morning to come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We honor you, Lord, for who you are. We praise your holy name. You are our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our Savior. You are our Redeemer. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for calling us to peace and for providing to us the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. May we experience your peace this day, this week, as we reflect on all you have done for us, and we are so thankful and grateful. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in our hearts. Let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in our hearts, oh God. Let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in the hearts of our children. Let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in the hearts of our grandchildren. Let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in the hearts of those that are on this morning. Lord, we are member of one body, and you call us to peace. Let the peace of Jesus rule our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, there are so many ways to praise and thank you. You deserve them all. We do not have enough tongues to give you proper thanks. We offer our thanksgiving and proclaim that you are good and that your love endures forever. For ages and ages, Lord, your name is worthy to be praised. From long ago, people have been offering praises and songs. May we remember that you are always worthy to be praised. May our children and children's children worship you in days to come. Father, we are grateful that we have access to call upon your name at all times. Your praises shall continually be in our mouths. Thank you for what you have done for us through the year. We will proclaim your deeds to everyone in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are good. There is none like you in all the earth. We give you thanks for your goodness. Our heart is filled with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the trials and tribulations that have come over the year, over this year, through this year. We thank you that you are producing jewels that will far outweigh any trouble. Thank you that you will produce good out of our trying circumstances. Lord, in this time, we devote ourselves to pray. This is a beautiful time, beautiful season of thanksgiving, and for that we are forever grateful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, let us, we pray, oh God, blessings and glory and honor, wisdom and thanksgiving be unto God. Hallelujah, let us honor our God afar with thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. Surely you have been good, Lord. So just the same, we give you thanks. We lift up your name. Thank you, Lord, that the upright dwell in your presence. Hallelujah. Lord, it is a good thing to give you thanks. It is a good thing to give praises unto your name. For you are worthy to be praised, O Most High, in this time of thankfulness. We honor your presence and your many blessings, O God, that you've given us and that you continue to give us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, that he was given as a sacrifice for our sinfulness and paid the ultimate price for our peace. Honor that sacrifice today and always in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us throughout the year and over our entire lives. You have done miracles so great and met every need because of your great gifts. We are filled with joy. Lord, may we remain in perpetual place of rejoicing this day of, oh God, and the entire year, however we have been thankful from the beginning. Thank you for bringing us to this very moment, oh God. We pray you, praise you, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. In everything you said, give thanks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of life, especially, oh God, on this day or during this season. Father, we thank you with all your breath. Where would we be? Thank you, oh God. We praise your name. The grave cannot praise you, Lord. So we thank you for the gift of life that we can come into your presence with praises, with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. Hallelujah. There's no one greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In all things, give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our lives. So even when we go through trials and even when we go through tribulations, We still say thank you because we know that we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. We have faith in Christ Jesus. The psalmist said, be of good cheer. And I'm here to tell you this morning, be of good cheer. Be strong. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but the Bible tells us that joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Be of good cheer. Praise the Lord in good times. Praise him in bad times. Praise him when you do not know and you do not feel like praising him. Praise him. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. Hallelujah. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Hallelujah. So I end with this psalm. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, by day continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. And the voice of joy, with the voice of joy and praise. With a multitude that kept holy day. Where art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him. By the help of his countenance, I will yet praise him. Praise him for the help of his countenance. For I will yet praise him. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan. To harmonize from the hills, Misa, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer shall be unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As of a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, why they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him, who is the help of my covenant and my God. Hallelujah, and we bless the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of everything that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Father God, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon me, O God. Mercy for my children. Mercy for my husband. Mercy for my grandchildren. Mercy, O God, have mercy upon us. Mercy, O God, mercy, 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 O God, upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Father, this morning we release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Let the blood of Jesus wash us. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning I soak, oh God, my husband's spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Father, I soak my children. I soak Tina's spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I soak Monica's spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. I soak Al's spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. I soak it also in the blood of Jesus. I soak CJ, spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. I soak Kamari, spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, cover them in your blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, I soak Ricky's spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Pakari's spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Father God, I soak, oh God, his their household, share her children, Donovan and Mimi, in the blood of Jesus, their spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood of Jesus. I saw Crystal, spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. I saw Christian Michael, spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Joshua, spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Zechariah, spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, cover us in your precious blood. Cover us in your redeeming blood. I soak this womb in the blood of Jesus. I soak this prayer line in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, everyone under the sound of my voice, in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I put the armor on my husband, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of peace, the shield of faith, and his loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I put the armor, oh God, on myself, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and my loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, I put the armor on Al and his children. In the name of Jesus and his household, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the household, Al and his household, O God, Lord Jesus, his children. Kamari Makari, O God, in the name of Jesus, Kamari and CJ, O God. In the name of Jesus, let their loins be girded with truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Dina and Mandika, oh God, with armor of God and the armor of life, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and their loins girded with truth. Oh God, I put the armor on Ricky and Makari, oh God, in the name of Jesus and their household, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your grace, for your grace, for your grace, O God. Oh, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and their loins girded with truth. Their loins girded with truth. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, this morning I put the armor on Crystal. I put the armor on Christian Michael. The armor on Zechariah, the armor on Joshua, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and his loins, and the Krista and her boys' loins girded with truth. Everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Father God, I put the armor on Mariama, her children, her mother, oh God, her grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, especially her son, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and let their loins be girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, cover them in the precious blood of Jesus. Send your holy angels to be with her family. In the name of Jesus, O God, Lord Father, dispense more angels, O God. Every family that have family members at home, let them be covered with the blood of Jesus. Let them put on the armor, O God, and the loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the arm of God and the arm of light. Any of our family members that are here, oh God, we put the arm of God and the arm of light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to God but through you. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man cometh to the Father by you. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Lord, you are holy. You are righteous. You are gracious. You are kind. There is, you are holy. You are not unclean. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Uriya masanderia koromase de koromase teria koromase. Uriya masanderia koromase teria koromase teria kanamase. Uriya masanderia koromase teria koromase. Hallelujah. Corey, keep Chris. Koromase teria koromase teria ko. Uriya masanderia koromase teria koromase. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are righteous. Oh, God, you are faithful. Oh, God, you are kind. Oh, God, there is no one like you, Jesus. Father God, I place the armor on Alice and her children, her husband, her grandchildren. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And I remember, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let our loins be girded with truth, oh, God. Father God, you are the truth. Hallelujah. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No man can walk with you when we walk in darkness. No, you walk in truth, oh God. You do not walk in darkness. You walk in truth, oh God. You are God. And if we are followers of Jesus Christ, we walk in the light of Jesus. We are kingdom sons and daughters. Oh, God, hallelujah. We are overcomers because Christ paid that price. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your anointing, oh God. Let your anointing flow like a river, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the living water flow over our soul, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, refresh us in your presence. Refresh us, refresh our spirit, soul, and body. Let your living water fall over us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, Lord, when you are for us, who can be against us, O God? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Father, I pray, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. I pray, oh God, for this Denny, her mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Her siblings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for her children and grandchildren. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. By the strength of Jesus Christ, her mother is healed and made whole. Strengthen her, breathe on her, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, que ya más te diría, coro más te diría, cara más te diría, con. Hey, hallelujah, remos te diría, cara más te. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I pray for Mother Somerville, oh God. Oh, thank you for your healing virtues, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for making her whole. Thank you, Father, for Allison's daughter, oh God. Thank you for the healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to comfort Pastor Young and her family in the mighty name of Jesus over the loss of her brother, oh God. Yeah, you said in your word there will be mourning in Mount Zion. Father God, we pray that you give us spirit coming of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, the family, oh God, pray for our Mother Brooks and her family. In the name of Jesus, her children, her grandchildren, oh God, her great-grand, even those that are home, oh God, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everyone that is here, Lord God, that have family members, hallelujah, that is not yet at home, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover Fatmata, oh God, her children, her grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, her household, in the blood of Jesus, her family at home, in the blood of Jesus. Continue to comfort their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we bless your name. We praise you. And we worship you. In the name of Jesus, keep us covered. Praise Psalm 91 over each and every one here this morning and their family members. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning to each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I am morning glory prayer service. And we praise God for each and every one of you. My question is this morning, are our loins girded with truth? When we put the armor of God and then we put everything, the last thing of the armor, let our loins be girded at the book of Ephesians this morning in the name of Jesus. I want you to look at the book of Ephesians, and I'm speaking to you from the Spirit of Almighty God this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because we're going to look at the armor this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day I pray that prayer, Lord, put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. I pray that all the time. And he started with, hallelujah. First, I will start with verse 1 because verse 1 is very good to start with. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou may live long on the earth. As ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleaser, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be born or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. And that's why you always hear the pastor say, God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then he says, put on the whole armor of God, on that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You cannot go out without your armor. Then he says, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Therefore, having your loins girt. The first thing, to stand, you need your loins girt with truth. With truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness, uprightness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Everything got to be according to what God says. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Well, it's the sword of the Spirit, is the word, which is the word of God. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Watching unto all perseverance and supplication for all sins. Hallelujah. The armor of God and the armor of light. You can put on the shoes of peace and you do not have the shield of faith. You can put on the shoes of peace and the shield of faith and then you don't have the helmet of salvation. You need that helmet of salvation. You need the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? It's the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then after you put all the armor on, he tells you to pray always in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So you can just, you have to put every piece of this armor on. Your loins girt with truth, that means that belt of truth. The belt is in your waist. That's what balances you. The breastplate of righteousness. Breastplate of righteousness. When you read about the armor and you study about the armor, actually you're putting on the whole. You're putting on Christ. You're putting on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are putting on Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to my Father but by me. He is the way, he is the truth. 14:6, he's the life. Everything comes through Jesus. Jesus is holy. He's righteous. There's no sin in Jesus. Hallelujah. He went through different things in it, but still there was no sin in him. And then we are supposed to walk like Christ, talk like Christ, be like Christ. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Hallelujah. And this is how we're supposed to, regardless whether it's your child, it's somebody else's child, you're still supposed to do what Christ. Who is your father? Is your father God? You pray to God and you wish evil on people? Who's your father? Let him without sin. Has the first stone. We go around, and the problem is with Christendom, we pretend to be Christians, and in our hearts, we're not Christians. We don't have that humility. We don't have that love. We don't have that compassion for one another. Hallelujah. Which is so wrong. So if because my birth them, they came from my body. So if they do something wrong, I'm upset because they're my children. They're right. They are right because they do something, and I am a woman of God, and I am in the kingdom of God. I don't even have to be an apostle. And so if my child go and break laws and steal and humiliate, then I stand up and say my child is right. Then I get angry with anybody that says my child and say things that my child stole, then I get angry. No. If my child steal and they're wrong, they're wrong. If my grandchildren steal, they're wrong, they're wrong. You got to stand up. What kingdom are you in? Are you in the kingdom of darkness or are you in the kingdom of light? Are you double-minded because you related to this person and you know this person? Or do you stand? Who do you stand for? Do you stand for the truth? Do you stand for the truth? Or do you stand for whose side you're on? On the left side, on the right side, you should be on Christ's side, on the side of Jesus Christ. If you're really, truly a servant of God, you should stand for the truth and not lies and manipulation because it's your child. Somebody else's child must die and your child must live and be free. All your children should walk around free and other people's children must die. Is that right? And because you're a Christian and you stand for unrighteousness, who are you? You are nothing but the devil. You are a son or daughter of the devil. You will pray for people to be wickedness. You exalt wickedness. You didn't pray for me and you exalt wickedness. That's why prayers are not answered. Wickedness, exalting wickedness, wickedness. And you say, and you look for excuses, you compromise wickedness for some people's children to just die, and you want yours to be saved. Who are you? You want your children, your grandchildren, and all because you walk in lies, and you don't stand for the truth. It's better to stand alone and stand for the word of God, the truth. It's Christ. If you're on Christ's side, Christ stand for the truth. Christ said, who is my mother and my father? You didn't see Christ and being partial with his mother, his brother, and his sister. No. He wasn't. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, who was a perfect lamb. He exchanged Jesus so that we could be free and set free. As Christians, if we don't come up and walk in the truth, my brothers and sisters, you're wasting your time. So if your son and daughter go home or father another child, you say, my child is always right. Everybody picking on your child. Everybody picking on this. So that's not Christian. You stand on the side of Jesus Christ. That's a servant of God. Yes. I prayed holy anger to see children get killed in Liberia. Innocent children getting killed, whatever they're in the street jubilating. And then we got people on this prayer line that stand for lies. So it's right for this person, for these people's children to die. And they're jubilating. It's right for somebody to kill somebody's child and your child must live. It's wrong. And we need to learn to stand for the truth. And pray for one another. You talk love. You love your child more than you love other people's children. And mothers took, those mothers, they took 9 months to have their children too. These are the young generation. We get upset. And then we get upset and we don't want to engage in those conversations because we don't want to get engaged in the truth. So we cut those conversations short. It's all right for people to abort babies. You can kill 10,000 babies. And a woman pregnant, they can abort babies. And it's right for people to take guns and shoot and burn babies. I mean, what is that? Double-minded man is unstable in a way you stand for the truth. I never stand for lies of my children. My children, if they're wrong, they're wrong. Whether it's my relative, cousin, though, when they're wrong, they're wrong. You stand for Christ Jesus. Those parents are crying now. It could be any one of your children there, or your cousin, or your relative. So it would be okay if they were there jubilating. This is witchcraft, where people want to do control another person's mind. It's witchcraft. It's not right. The people manipulate even the other people's children to do these things. They cannot do it, but they hide behind their sin, and they induce these things for the other people's children to go, and yet their children have brought it all over from the law of God. May the Lord God, May Almighty God avenge those children's death. May Almighty God avenge the blood of those children's death. May Almighty God arise and those who are influencing those children to go in the street, giving them drugs to go induce and incite riots and things in the nation of Liberia. Those who are behind the scene, the liars. Behind the scene, they pretend that they're looking for peace, and they're behind the scene, inducing poor innocent children, taking advantage of those other children because they don't have money, paying the children money to go do this and do that. Is that right? Those poor, vulnerable children, they have money, so you're taking the people's children to go out and destroy the other people to be divisive. Both wrong. It is wrong. I don't care which side, left or right, it is wrong. And we are supposed to be 40, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and we're still standing for damn lies. It's wrong. It is wrong. We stand for Christ Jesus. It's okay for people to abort 10,000 babies. Approve abortion, but it's not good for somebody. Then we don't approve of people taking guns. What kind of side we are on? When you abort a baby, you kill. That's life God gave. And it's all right for another person to take another gun and shoot that person or kill that person. Whose side are you standing on? Are your loins girded with truth? We got to ask ourselves those questions because God looks at the heart. If we don't understand what's going on, we need to take it to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the nation of Liberia to you, O God, to rule over that nation. Father God, I cover that nation with the blood of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for both sides of the political scene, oh God. Those that are using children because of the vulnerability, because the parents do not have money, use them for destruction to poor children. And those that use them for different issues and different means, these young youth, oh God, these are the next generation. Father God, I pray, oh God, that Lord, you will move in that country, in that nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cannot assume that I know it because I don't know. But you see and you know everything. And Lord, you stand for truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, righteousness exalt a nation. I lift up the nation. I ask you for mercy for that nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, the parents, my heart hurts for those parents who lost their children and those parents whose children are in the hospital. Lord, Liberia don't even have to. A good health care, some of those kids would just die. merciful God. You're merciful God. You're gracious God. How can we say we are on your side and all we can do is hate? We don't want to face conversations. We run from that because we know this person. We knew their mother. We knew their father. We knew their sister. We knew their brother. So what? Help us to walk in your truth. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to comfort all the families that are grieving. And I ask you, oh God, to just move in the nation. You know what everybody stands for. I don't know. You know everything. I'm not going to assume because I don't know. But you know. People can say one thing and do another thing. You know the hearts of men. So I turn everything to you, Father God. So much blood has been spilled in that nation. And the blood cries out to you, not only last night, but all through the years from 1980. Even my uncle, Sarah Bright's blood was spilled, oh God, on that pole. Kill him. His blood was spilled. Tauba blood was spilled. Even if the death ABC, no man has the right to take away another person's life. And through the war, so many blood were spilled, and there's a river of blood flowing. Lord Jesus, bring the nation to a place of peace, love, unity, and oneness. Gird our loins with your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Pray for the children. Pray for the nation. Pray for yourself. Let us pray. I'll be on the prayer line at 9 a.m. I'm not even going to do Bible study. If you can't take the heat, stay away. Because I'm going to be on the prayer line at 9 a.m. and the radio, and I'm going to do some warfare prayers. We're going to pray for the nation of Liberia and pray for those children. Pray for unity, love, and oneness. Hallelujah.